This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, landowners and residents of Madison County are eligible to be a part of a group purchasing program for solar energy. The program, known as Solarize, is available now through August. Kim Petzing, sustainability coordinator for the county, says the program has had a good response so far.
Solarize Madison County Glen Carbon is a voluntary group purchasing program, and it helps homeowners and business owners anywhere in Madison County have an opportunity to invest in lower cost solar installations. And we're doing that through the power of volume purchasing. The more people we can get signed on to the program, the better the costs and the savings for the residents. This is open to basically any landowner or property owner in Madison County. And so it could be a resident, it could be a business, it could be a not-for-profit farm, anything that owns property and would like to install a solar array.
So there have been meetings taking place over the last few months. So
yeah.
Have residents signed up for this and have solar panels in place, or kind of update us on the progress?
Sure. So the part of the way the program works is there are three things that help residents get a lower cost on the whole thing. And one is trying to get all the interested participants in one place at one time, and that cuts down on the work that the solar company needs to do to kind of share this information. And so that's a cost savings right there for them, and then they can pass that on to the consumers. These informational meetings are called power hours, and it's just 1 hour. We're holding them all throughout the county, and they go over the basics of how does solar work, how does this program work, what is the financing and the cost savings, that sort of thing look like, and then how do you get involved from here. If you're still interested, what are the next steps? We've had meetings starting in mid-March. They'll run through early August. And the very first meeting, we had over 75 participants, and that they said, the company that we're working with said that it's a record. They have never seen interest like that.
Wow. Well, that's great news. Obviously,
yeah.
People are interested. So
yeah.
With all of this interest, what are the benefits to someone if they would sign up for this? I mean, are they having a cost savings on their power bill? I mean, obviously, renewable energy is always a good thing, but are there any other values to them?
Well, it's kind of a win-win-win. You know, the folks are doing this. They get the cost savings not only passed on through, you know, the power hours. They actually can get a free, if they attend the power hour, they can get a free proposal for their site that says, here's kind of basically what we think that you might need. They use Google Earth and they figure out what, here's the size of array we think your house can handle, and here's what it would cost you and that sort of thing. Here are some options for you. So they get that for free. And then of course, the more people that are signed on, there's actually a savings that's passed along through the company as well that way. And then, you know, just using this energy is offsetting your utility bills, and depending on the utility that the organ or the resident has, you know, you get, it's kind of a buyback program that the utility, and again, the folks at Straight Up Solar will be able to explain this much better. It's a savings on your bill because you're using less electricity at your home, but then there's also a potential for them to purchase your energy production as well.
All right. So you mentioned the name Straight Up Solar. So that is the
yeah.
company doing the installs?
Yeah. We are actually, the whole program is managed by the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, MREA, and they put out bids. We did a competitive public bidding process, and the Straight Up Solar was the one who won that process. And so they're the ones that are providing these power hours and then doing all of the proposals and the solar installations. So, and I forgot to mention earlier, they've had nearly 300 leads so far. And as of now, we have 7 signed contracts. I think one or two have been installed. We've got 4 verbal commitments, it looks like, as of today. So things are moving.
As Kim mentioned, Straight Up Solar out of St. Louis, Missouri is installing the solar systems, and they've recently installed one for a farm in Macoupin County. Heidi Shane, Assistant Director of Business Development for the company, explained what solar options are available for farming operations and how they decide what would work best for your location.
I think farms, the ag industry and farms are just one example of how businesses can put solar to work for them and reduce their energy costs, you know, because it really, having solar on a farm means you're flattening the cost of your electricity expenditures moving forward over time. So farms use this, and normally it's grid tied, but it's basically to look at how much energy they're spending, how much they're consuming, and reduce that expense for themselves and invest in this capital expense. And we have done quite a few of them, but let me give you an example of, you know, where they would be. So they would be roof mounted on a pole barn, for example, or sometimes and many times we've had up to a 500 kilowatt array of a ground mounted system. And the ground mounted system has some advantages because it can be orientated on a property, a perfect orientation southward facing, and reduce or eliminate complete and have complete sun on it, and you maximize the production of that system. But pole barns are fantastic too. I mean, the metal roofs are amazing. You know, we love metal roofs, and they're huge, right? So what we do is we can look at each site specifically and see what's going to work for that particular farm. But we've had some great examples, and I'd be happy to share. You know, anyone who's listening could just email me at Heidi@straightupsolar.com. I have case studies. But one in particular that's in Macoupin County that I thought I'd mention, there's a farm called Rhodes Angus. It's in Carlinville, Illinois. And we installed a 9.3 kilowatt DC system that produces about 13,000 kilowatt hours. So that may or may not mean much to your listeners, but basically as part of the process for figuring out what works for them, we have them contact their utility company and give us the last 12 months of kilowatt hours used over the year. And then we take a Google map and look at their site before we even come out. And we do have free site assessments, of course, always. But we are able to look at their pole barn or their open areas and discuss with them, like, where it might fit and then size, see if we can offset how much. We basically look and see if we can offset 100%, and then we try to move down from there. So the great thing about farmers and ag industry is that they have some fantastic incentives that are available to them, that it's never been a better time to install solar in Illinois for farmers.
If you'd like information about farm solar incentives, visit the USDA's website and search for REAP grants, or contact Illinois' Rural Development Energy Coordinator, Mary Warren, at 217-403-6218. And for a full list of meetings about Madison County's Solarize program, visit solarizemcgc.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.